I think that she partied too hard, and it's what I'm hearing from absolutely everybody. And I think that ultimately, you know, her publicist is trying to do some damage control here.
Is that the deal? I mean, because we do have eyewitnesses saying she clearly passed out. She had to be carried out of the club. And is it a matter of doing some huge spin control, particularly as she's starting up a new year?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. It's like the first day of the year, and then your client is passing out on the floor of a club in Las Vegas. It's just not a great omen for 07.
See, it's wild to me when we put this all in perspective. Here was a young woman who was once the most beloved pop star in America, and she was this beautiful young woman coming into her own, and we were all along for the ride. Now you have a lot of people really upset with her, like the guy who was running her biggest fan site, worldofbritney.com. I'll have an exclusive interview with him a bit later. He said he's basically done with her. So is this a road to career suicide that she's on?
I don't think so. I mean, look, she can have a huge comeback if she comes up with a big CD. She is not, it's not even so much that she's loved by everybody, but people are interested in her. I look at where people go on my website, they love going to pictures and video of Britney Spears. They are fascinated by her, sometimes because they love her and sometimes because they don't. But I think she's relevant, and I think she could have an enormous comeback.
But you don't also hear that the antics just outweigh all the good stuff, and you know, there has to be a reason at a foundation, like the fact that she puts out good music, why we're interested in her.
But, you know, think about Mariah Carey. I mean, do you remember how derailed she was when she was really having her trouble and everybody just wrote her off? Look what happened with a hit CD. It turned everything around for her. You know, Britney Spears was really popular and people were rooting for her when she dumped K-Fed. They don't like the way she acted afterwards. But if she turns this around with some good music, I'm telling you, AJ, she can have a huge comeback.
Yeah, I definitely see your point, because we definitely saw it with Mariah Carey. So who knows, if she can get it together and put out the right album, I guess it will do well for her. It's just hard.
By the way, look at Whitney Houston,
yeah,
of all people. I mean, she was an utter train wreck, and now it looks like she could have a big comeback. So, you know, America has a very short memory.
Yeah, but they'll never forget the pantyless pictures of her and her being out there partying with Paris Hilton. So, Harvey, I now turn to you, because you're an expert on these things, and we are here in the new year, and I wish you a happy new year, by the way. A New Year's resolution
too
for Britney Spears, who said after her 25th birthday that we were going to get a new me in the new year. So what would your suggestion be?
Well, the new me has got to be getting into recording studio and really focusing on the music. It's all about the music now. At a point, she's going to become irrelevant, especially if she comes out with something that's really lousy. So I think all of the chips now are riding on Britney's CD.